Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the meaning of all of Ishtri. Ishtri, in the first shiur, we learned the flows, rabbis, mitaras, Hashem. And now we will continue the siyata d'shmaya. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovetz Ha'oros, Simon Aleph, Ois Gimel, writes as follows. Kamo kol dvorim ha'asurim kagoyin chelev v'dam. She'eni suram mipnei shenasu chelev v'dam. Ela yisuram. So he says everything usser, like forbidden fats and blood, they're not usser because they became forbidden fats and blood, but rather because they are now chelev and dam. It's not because they once were chelev and dam. It's because at this moment they're chelev and dam, and this is mistaber, because it's pashut, that if it doesn't have a name of chelev anymore, it's going to no longer have an iser chelev, yipaka iser chelev. So if the iser is because it was once chelev, and it's also le'oilam, so why should the shame chelev, the iser chelev, be pakeya when it loses its shame chelev? It got the shame chelev, why should it go away? The answer is, like Rabbi Chanan explains, that it's aser b'chol shah v'shah. It's usher at every moment because it's chelev. The second it ceases to be chelev, it ceases to be usher. The Chora Nira says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rabbi Abba, she Kavanas Rabbi Chanan she Isur chelev v'dam is chadish b'chol shah v'shah, b'nei shem achshav chelev v'dam. That it's mischadish every moment because they're chelev adam. The Yisra is mischadish every moment. Like Rabbi Chanan writes, the Gabi Amana the Kohen Gadol, it's not because originally she was a suva, but rather there's an Yisra that's chal every second because he's Kohen Gadol and she's an almana. But according to this, it's difficult. How then do we find a din of ein isul chol al isul? Hare le'olam. Have a Yisr Babas Achas. In other words, if you hold that an Yisr is mischadish every second, you can't say Ein Yisr Chal Al Yisr, because every second it's Chal Anu. Every second it's taking effect again. So therefore, it's going to be Babas Achas. Any Yisr, you're right, this Yisr A fell before Yisr B. But the present Yisr A fell at the exact same time as Yisr B, because every second is a new Yisr. So whenever Isser B started, Isser A started along with it. It wasn't us earlier. We look at it as it's mischadish every second. Gevaldik. The nimsa sheshneim mischadshim bevas achas. So it would appear muchroch loymar b'zeh shebe'emes kishechal Isser chelev v'dam v'chayotze b'zeh chol b'zeh Isser oylam. When the Isser Chelev and Dam is Chal, it's really Usser forever. Because Mitzad, the situation that it has now, that it's in now, it's going to be Chelev and Dam forever. And the Isser doesn't have to be Mischadish, doesn't have to be renewed, B'chol Shah V'Shah. And that we know that if the Shem Chelev is Misbatel, is nullified, then the Isser Chelev is also going to be nullified. That is based on what Rabbeinu teaches in numerous places, that there are two suge sibois isu. There are two categories of reasons for isuing. One is the siba al hishavus isu, hainu sibas hagoirein, the habeiz hasiba lios osu, vehi sibas hamoko vehashoira shal isu. The mashin nasa nevela ina rak ha goyrein lehis habus isu, ela de nevela have gam kein shoyresh u moko ha isu. The sibas ha goyrein ina tzoch li mashach kol hazman, kev de gom lehis habus isu su loy beinam lo. So you have two aspects to every isser. You have the cause of the isser coming into being. That's the sibas ha goyrein. And then you have the siba liyos asul, the siba samokor, and then you have the not that it came into being only, but the root of the Isser. The reason that it's Usser. There's the Isser coming into being, and then there's the reason that it's Usser, the root of the Isser. That something becomes an Avela is not only a Goyrem Hishavus Isser, when the animal dies without Shechita, it's not only a cause for the Hishavus Isser, but more than that, Nevela he gam ken shoresh umakor ha'isur. A Nevela is also the root and the source of the Isser. That it becomes a Nevela isn't just the cause of the Isser coming into being, the creation of the Isser, but rather Nevela, Isser Nevela, is the root and the makor of the Isser. It's Usser because it's a Nevela. That's the root of the Isser. And the Sibas HaGoyrein Einoi Tzorch Limoshech Kol Hazman. The cause of the Isser doesn't have to continue the whole time. This Sibas HaGoyrein L'Hishavus HaYisser, what caused the Isser to come into being, doesn't have to be the whole time. That you just need for one moment. Then you have the Sibas HaGoyrein, it causes it to become Asr. And that's all you need. But the Sibas HaMakor has to be the entire time. Because that's the Makor and Sheresh Koyach HaYisur. So the root of the Isur, where it's coming from, its power, that you need the whole time. But that it came into being, you only need for one moment. The Sibas Hishavus HaYisur, you only need for one moment. You don't need that the whole time. What do you need the whole time? The whole time you need the Makor v'Shoresh HaYisur, but not the Sibas Hishavus HaYisur. Because Sibas HaGoyrem, it was Goyrem the Yisur, it caused the Yisur, and now it can go home. Hashem came, when you talk about the Shoresh u'Makor HaYisur, that has to be the entire time, because it gets its Koyach from the source of its Yisur. And if the Sibas HaMokor is going to be Mizbatel, Mimela Nifka HaIsur, Kevan She'ein Chol Kan Oid Sheresh U'Mokor LeIsur. If the Sibas HaMokor is going to be Mizbatel, Mimela, the Isur is going to go away, because there's no longer a Sheresh and a Makor for the Isser. If the Sibas HaGoyrein L'Hishavus HaYisur goes away, it's fine. We don't need that for it to be Usser. But if the Sibas HaMakor goes away, it's not going to be Usser anymore. That's why, if we're Mevatel Shem Chelev, so Nifka Mimenu Isser Chelev. The Isser Chelev goes away because it's not just the Sibas Isser, you're right. Chelev is Goyrem for the Isser to come into being. The fact that it's Chelev. But it's also the Sibas Makor v'Sheresh L'Isser. The root of the prohibition, the forbidden status of this item is that it's Chelev. Second, it's not Chelev. It has no more source that it's forbidden. The source of the forbiddenness, the source of the prohibition, is that it's chelev. Nishkin chelev, nishkin iser. So chelev is also causes the iser to be chal in the first place. The fact that it's chelev causes the iser to be chal. But you need that to be the entire time in order for the iser to continue, because the chelev is also the sivus makor v'sheresh l'isur. Now, if you want to learn about this more, I am going to direct you to the Sefer Shi'urei Iyun HaTalmud from Moreinu V'Rabbeinu and Kochim, which is SG, Super Gishmak, and Shi'ur Vov. So hopefully at some point for Zecher we'll learn that together. Anyway, these are the two aspects of Isser. We have to understand the Chashbo that we saw in the previous shir. We saw that the Chashbo holds, the way we understood him, the way we explain him, is that when a woman falls for Yibum, let's say you have Rochel and Leah. So Rochel falls for Yibum before Reuven. And then Reuven goes ahead and he marries Leah. Oh, so now Rochel's out. He can't marry her anymore because she's an Erva. She's his wife's sister. And then Leah dies. So according to the Rashba, he's allowed to marry Rachel, but not in the context of Yibum. Since B'shas Nefila, she was permitted, Rachel, she's forever permitted. She can never be Aser again, Al Tzeishas Ach. And we explain this to mean that there's a Heter Chiyuvi. She fell before him, and now there's a positive Heter for her Iser Eishas Ach. It's not going to last forever. So if the heter b'chiv would be mizbato, then az haita choseret v'neseret mishum sibas isere eshesach. So we need a positive heter b'chiyuv in order to be matir. If this heter b'chiyuv is mizbat, she taka be aser al tzeishas ach. But once Rachel dies, Leah dies, so now he has a heter chiyuvi, but still applies that he's allowed to marry Leah, but no longer in the context of Yibum. She was permitted to him from the get-go, and she's still permitted. But there's no more Isser Eishesach that we're being matir. Meaning, it's not, that was the thing from the beginning, there was an Eishesach we were being matir. Beginning when she died, when Rachel's husband died, so then Reuven has an Isser Eishesach. And now we're being matir that Isser and he marries her in the context of Yibum. But now that he marries Leah, like Rav says in the Gemara, Yevamah Shehutra, Nesra, V'chazer V'hutra, Tachzor L'Teira Rishon. So Yevamah that became Mutter, and then she became Usser, and then she went back to her first Heter. So the din is that he's allowed to marry her again. But not Alts Yibum, but Alts just regular Heter. Because Nifka Azika. There's no longer a Zika to her. When was this Zika to her broken? When he married Leah. When he married Leah, the Zika to Rachel was broken. But there's still a Heter Chiyuvi that he's allowed to be with Rachel. There's no more Zika. There is a Heter for Rachel, and the male is allowed to marry Rachel outside the context of Yibum. That was the Rashba that we learned in the previous shir. Now we have to understand the Rashba. That just like the Chalois Isser, we require that the sibas mokol shelo isul timashech kol hazman. It has to be that the source of the iser is going to be present at all times. Otherwise, it's not going to be usher. So too, let's say in the chalos heter b'chiv that we require that the sibas hamokol shela heter timashech kol hazman. Vima sibat hitbatel, ממילא שההתר גם כן יתבטל. So we should say about the chalais heter b'chiyuv that we require that the sibas hamakor shel heter should be nimshach kol hazman. And if the sibas mizbatel, ממילא the heter is also mizbatel. And if so, v'yibum, we should require that the zika, which is the sibas hamakor laheter, should be the entire time. And if afterwards there was a p'kias hazika, the zika went away, the heter should also go away. So the zika went away when he married Leah. So how does the Rashba say that when he's allowed to marry Rachel, there's no more sibas haheter? Because the heter, the chiyu, is chal if there's a zika. It's rooted in the zika. In other words, Rachel's husband dies, and now there's a zika to Rachel, which is creates a heter b'chiyah for Rachel. But now that the zika goes away after he marries Leah, there's no more heter b'chiyah for Rachel, because the source was robbed of its power, because there's no more zika, which is the sibas makara heter. The heter comes from the zika. There's no more zika. So how are you matir Rachel to marry Reuven to marry Rachel? Echo mer Rashba shacha shenesro poka zika. Mikol makom nishar a heter shechal b'shas nefila. How can that be? That the heter that was chal b'shas nefila still applies even after the zika goes away. The whole heter is built on the zika. So it would appear, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Zetzal, that the Rashba holds shegabe isu lo rak shachalois ki inyan b'chiyuv, ela gam hadin shel hachalois. Dainu hadin isu hu inyan b'chiyuv. Not only is the chalos an inyan b'chiyuv, but rather even the din of the chalos, the din iser, is b'chiyuv. Not only is the chalos inyan the gabe iser, lo rak chalos inyan b'chiyuv, ela gan din shel chalos, din iser inyan b'chiyuv. And there we require not only the sibas hagoyrim in order to create the chalos. We require the sibas hashoresh, that there should be a makor for the yisr. And because of that, you need the sibas hamakor should be nimshach kol hazman, in order there should be a makor for the yisr, like we explained. Moshenkin beheter b'chiyuv, kon heter yibum. It's true that also there, the chalos is an inyan b'chiyuv, but the din of the chalos is an inyan b'shlila, there's no yisr. And there the Rashba holds that we don't require the sibas makor v'shoresh shel din b'shlila for a negative din. You don't need a makor and a korach. All you need is the sibas hagoyrim that should to create the chalais heter b'chiyuv. And because of that, we don't require that the siba of the heter should be nimshach kol hazman. She sibas goyrim lo tzrich limashach kol hazman. Once it was goyrim l'shavas ha'isser, you don't require it anymore. And therefore, it's very good that it's enough to have zika b'shas nefila to create a heter b'chiyuv ad olam. Even though afterwards the zika goes away, we don't require it, and the heter is la'olam. What does that mean? When it comes to isser, the chalos isser is a din b'chiyuv, and the din of the chalos isser is also a din isser b'chiyuv. It's an active isser. There is a law here of an active isser. So there we require the sibas hagoyrim, and we also require the sibas shoresh. There has to be a makor for the isser the entire time. When it comes to heter b'chiyuv, like heter yibum, it's true that the chalos is an inyan b'chiyuv, and as when it's chal, there has to be an active heter, but the din of the chalos is an inyan shebishlila, that there's no iser. So first he creates an active heter, and now there's just no iser. So you don't need the sivas makor b'sherish for din shebishlila. You don't need the root of the iser anymore. You just need that there's in the first place there was no iser, and that's it. Now there's no iser. So you don't need that the siva of the heter should be nimshach kol hazman. Once it caused the heter, now it's mutter. So according to the Rashba, we can say kevan the ishtari, as we explained in the previous year, because there's an active chalois heter here. There's an active chalois heter for eshes ach, and mamele we want to apply that active heter to achis isha. But once the heter is chal, and the Gemara says you can't, but it's the having of the Gemara of ishtari. That's an active heter. But once this heter is chal, then even though paka zika, there's still going to be a heter because now it's an inyan shebishlila. Now there's just no iser. So there's an active heter that Reuven's allowed to marry Eishes Achiv Rachel. Now he marries Leah Paka Zika. But once the heter is Chal and Rachel, it's Chal Oilam. And therefore now when Leah dies, he can marry Rachel outside the context of Yibam. Now, Tesvis argues with the Rashba. This is all B'shitas HaRashba. Aval Tesvis LeKamon, B'daf Yudom Beis, Yivramasu Le'iu Dekoi, argue, and they explain there that a person is not Chayiv for having Bia with his Chalutza. Kores, because the Torah removed the Kores and turned it into a mere Lav, used to be Kares, because she was sister-in-law, Eishes Achiv, and now it's only a lav. So that's why he's not Chayiv Kares. According to the Rashba, you don't need Nituk, because she was Muteres Bishas Nefila Lo'ilam. Once she was Nefelas Le'ivum, she's Mutter Lo'ilam, so Memela. You don't need to come on to this not game Karis Lalav. The moment she was Nifelis, she's it's Pashit that there's no Karis. And that's what the Rashba writes there, Lahedja. So we see according to this that Tosfos holds that in order that she should remain permitted, we require that the Zika should continue. And that's why Tosfos says, so after Chalitza, there's no Zika. Maybe she's not permitted. So why isn't there Kares? Because Rachmana not Kelulav. But he holds, Tosfos holds not like the Rashba, that the Tosfos holds that if the Zika was Mizbatel, then Choseres v'Naseres. Not like the Rashba holds, once she's mutter b'shas nefila le'olam. But rather, if there's no longer a Zika, then she becomes Aser once again. So what's pshat in Tosfos? How does the Tosfos learn different than the Rashba? So it would appear that even according to Tosfos, it's not pshat that the Zika is matir b'chol shaita b'shaita, as Rabbi Chanan learns, according to those who argue with the Rashba. The Zika is matir every moment, and if there's no Zika, then there's no heter. Even Tosfos is made, there's a chalais heter b'chiyub le'olam. Since mitzad, the situation of now, she's zekuka le'olam. Mela, there is a heter b'chiyub le'olam. Just Tosfos holds, and that we require. Sibas makol, eno rak l'din chiyuv. But din b'chiyuv, like the Rashba holds. But even in a case where the din of the chalais is not b'chiyuv, it's not positive, el rak she'etzem ha'chalais hu b'chiyuv, ואין אין סיבס מקור. Even in a case where the din of the chalos is not b'chiyuv, just the etzem ha-chalos is b'chiyuv, you require sibas makor. So the Rashba holds that only for the din b'chiyuv you need sibas makor. Beheter b'chiyuv, like heter yibum, it's true that the chalos is an inyan shebechiyuv, but the din of the chalos, according to the Rashba, is an inyan shebeshlila. And since the, as we explained before, since the din of the chalos is an inyan shebeshlila, meaning that there's no iser, Rashba holds that for the din of the chalos, you don't need to see this makor v'shoresh, because the din of shebeshlila doesn't need makor nakoach. All you need the makor and the koach of the shoresh iser is for the sibus hagoyrin, in order to cause the chalos heter b'chiyuv. So you don't need that the sibah of the heter should be nimshach kol hazman. Once it was goyrin, it's habas haheter. So that's it. It's mutter loyla. That's how we explain the Rashba. That it's enough b'zika b'shas nefilas l'habes heter b'chiyuv ad olam, and even though afterwards the zika is poikeh, it doesn't matter, because for this din, now it's going to be a din shebishlila. So the heter b'chiyuv is a heter yavam. So that's chal b'shas ma'isa when she's nefeles. That's a heter b'chiyuv. But the din of the chalos, now she is a din that she's muteras, that's just a lack of iser. And therefore, it lasts forever. You don't need an active power behind it. Tosfos holds that we require sibas makor is not just for the din b'chiyuv, it's not just for the, like the Rashba holds, the ishabas ha-din, ishabas ha-heter. But rather, gam heicha she'adin shel achalois eino b'chiyuv, el rak she'etzem achalois hu b'chiyuv. The Rashba holds that you only need the siba and the makor to last when the din is b'chiyuv. But if the din isn't b'chiyuv, like in our case of Yivam, then you don't need the siba for the din. But according to Tosfos, even if the chalos is b'chiyuv, the din of the chalos is not b'chiyuv, like in our case. But just the chalos is b'chiyuv, you still need a siba to be there the whole time. And therefore, even for the heter b'chiyuv, like a heter yibum, even though the din is not a din b'chiyuv, as we explained, it comes afterwards, this din, that she's muteris, is not a din b'chiyuv, it's just a lack of iser, it's a din shebishlila. Just the etzem chalos is an active heter. We require sibas makor. We require that the siba be there the whole time. So you have a chalos b'chiyuv. You're right, even though afterwards it's not b'chiyuv, but it still needs the power of the shayresh ha'isr to be there the whole time. Therefore, Tosfos holds that in this achakach nizbat la zika, which is sibas hamakor laheter yibum, memela the heter is batal v'chozeres v'naseres, because the heter b'chiyuv was only chal because there was a zika, and now there's no longer a zika, so it lacks its shorish, it lacks its makor. The makor of the chalos heter was the fact that there was a zika. Now there's no more zika, so there's no more shorish heter. So I understand the Rashba better than Tosfos. his svara is mislavish more in the seichel, my seichel than Tosfos. According to the Rashba, you have a heter b'chi of that tzchal. From the get-go, for that you need a sibas hagoyrim to be mahabib this heter, to create this heter. And then afterwards, it's a heter shebashlila, so you don't need the sibas hagoyrim anymore. According to, so it doesn't have to be a zika for her to be muteris. According to the Tosfos, there has to be a zika for her to be muteris, because the moment you say that there was a heter chiyuv that was chal, a chalois heter b'chiyuv, that was chal when she was nefelas. So in order for this to last, it needs a siba and a machor. Even if afterwards it's only a heter shebashlila, it's only a lack of iser, but still, since b'shas maisi, you needed a heter b'chiyuv, so you need that heter b'chiyuv to last, the sibas hamakor for this heter to be in place the whole time. So if there's a bitel hazika, which is the sibas hamakor, the heter yibum, mela, the heter is batel, and she becomes a sura again. So this is obviously a very, very deep topic, and there's a lot more to say, and we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem to continue and see neflois, rabois, v'gdolois, mitoras Hashem, b'simcha, uv'tuv leivav, merov kol, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, and please stay tuned for more B'linyan. And always remember that sof davar, hakol nishma, et ha'elokim yira, v'et mitzvotav shmor, ki ze kol ha'adam. Nifla me'ad. Shalom, shalom, arvai, didayim, rabbi.